How do you cope with anxiety? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I'm not an overly anxious person, but I do have a few things that really set me off. For example, if I feel like I'm behind, or I've let somebody down, or I've said the wrong thing and hurt someone, I really start to get anxious. And sometimes I deal with it really well, and other times I get really short with people, or I have a full meltdown in my car, or I just start to kind of shut down. And I usually know that I'm tired, overwhelmed, and anxious when my eyelids start twitching and I just feel really tense. How do you cope with anxiety? Well, that's what we'll be talking about in today's Devo. It's called Trusting God with the Worst Case Scenarios by Emily Acker. I have many tactics that I use to try to deal with anxiety, and it seems like I am always trying something new. Recently, I was thinking about how I tend to try to push aside the worst case scenarios that come into my head and stress me out, and I wondered if there might be a better solution. What if, instead of trying to push aside the worst case scenarios and stop thinking about them, I thought about how God would be with me even if any one of them were to come into being? Because the truth is, if we know Jesus, He is always with us. When we go through difficult times, He is right there beside us, loving us and caring for us. So, if I am worried about a health issue that might come up, instead of trying to push that thought away, I can think about how God would be with me in that situation. What strength and comfort could He provide? How could He work through His people, the church, to help with this issue? Similarly, if I am worried about money or relationships, I can think about how God would be right there with me to provide wisdom and support. As we remember that Jesus has been through the hurt and suffering of human life too, and He has promised to always be there for us, we can be sure He will help us in any battle we face. As worries mount, we can accept that yes, bad things might happen, but we serve a God who is bigger than anything we will face, and He will be right there with us. So what thoughts are going through your mind right now? Do your thoughts ever jump to worst case scenarios? This happens to all of us from time to time. In these moments, how could it be helpful to remember that God would be with us in these situations and then consider all the ways He might provide for us? Can you think of a time God helped you through a difficulty? What was that like? As you and I can read in Matthew 28:20, and remember, I, Jesus, am with you always to the end of the age. Now, I encourage you to read in your Bible, Romans 8:31-39, and 1 Peter 5:6-11, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Jesus promises to always be with His people. He died and rose again to make the way for us to be with God forever. He is always eager to help us, and He often helps us through each other. If you're experiencing anxiety that won't go away, who is a trusted Christian adult that you could talk to? If you need someone to talk to, you can request a free conversation with the Focus on the Family's counseling department. Check out unlock.org/counseling to learn more. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about a giant with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.